Under low magnification, if you look at a colloid particle moving around in its dispersion medium, it undergoes what's called Brownian motion. So this is my little simulation of Brownian motion, where I've got a particle zigzagging around a page, doing random motion. And that is what a colloid does. Now, why it does that is it's bouncing along, crashing into solvent molecules as it goes. And each time it hits another solvent molecule, it heads off in some other weird direction. And remember, this is in three dimensions that it's doing it. The guy who discovered it was called Brown, it's Brownian motion. He was actually looking at pollen and water. That was the system that he was looking at under a microscope, trying to figure out what was going on. And he used this description of this totally random movement as a characteristic of these small particles travelling in a dispersion medium. As an aside, the guy who developed the theoretical background behind Brownian motion, so Brown was an observational scientist, was Albert Einstein. So Albert Einstein, not only did E equals mc squared, he did why was the sky blue, and he also did Brownian motion. So clearly a smart chap. He was all over the show in terms of theories that described observations that were around at the time. Now, the Brownian motion then is this random motion as the dispersed phase particles bounce their way through the dispersion medium. The collisions are providing the energy that can result in these things aggregating together into big enough, heavy enough units to fall out of solution. If they fall out of solution, we call that process flocculation. So in water purification, this is normally done. The last thing you want to have is colloid particles, which will be dirt floating around in the water. So what you do is you try and bring about flocculation to clear your water supply out. So in the little picture here, we have got a graphic of liquid lead in solid aluminium. So the simulation then, the bulk structure then, is solid aluminium, and the particles that are moving around, okay, are lead globules inside of it. So it's a dispersed phase system with a liquid and a solid. A little exotic, but they're out there. People have to try